Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I hope that everyone enjoyed their weekend. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for watching over us and protecting us. Lord, we need your word, Lord. We need your word to penetrate our hearts, to touch our minds, Lord, to transform us into what you would have us to be, Lord. Help us to understand your word and help us, Lord, to accept what you are doing in our lives and guide us and direct us, Lord. And may we yield to your will and not seek our own. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's look at John chapter 7, and we will read verses 38 and 39. He that believeth on me, this is Jesus speaking, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now he is talking about the Holy Spirit here. And he's saying the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus himself had not been glorified or had not been crucified. And at the time of Jesus' crucifixion, when we get to that point, that once he ascends up into heaven, he sends back the Holy Spirit, which to us is a comforter, a helper. In the Greek, it is called paraclete. It means one that comes alongside to aid us, to lead us and guide us into truth and give us what the wisdom and understanding from God as God would have it to be given to us. And so, and we're going to read that in John 14, that God would not leave us comfortless. See, God is Father in creation. God himself is a tripart being. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so he is Father in creation, creation of all things. All things have been created by God. And then he is Son in redemption. In Jesus Christ was sent here to redeem mankind, to buy it back, to get it back in fellowship and alliance with God, in alignment. And then God is Spirit in regeneration, meaning to reform, or it's our rebirth. So it's making us over. So in God, in his wisdom, is tripart, but he is still one. It is still one God, but operating in three separate functions. So let's go to Acts 2:38. Acts 2:38. Let's look at that. Acts 2:38 is a very familiar scripture to apostolics. It's Acts 2:38. It says, Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now that is also tripart. It is a tripart invitation to people who do not believe. It says, repent. And we've talked a lot about that, to turn from your way and turn unto God. Make a change. And then it says, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of sins. And then that third part is that ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. By believing, you believe in Christ. A person that believes in Christ repents. You turn and you be baptized in Jesus' name, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it says ye shall, not like, you know, you may, and it's you shall. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's go to John 14. John 14, It's John 14, and it's verses 15 through 20. So we're going to do a little bit of reading there. So John 14, 15 through 20. This is Jesus speaking. It says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." See, it's very simple. It says, even in Ecclesiastes, I believe it says, this is the duty of a whole man, is to fear God and keep his commandments. Period. You love God, mean fear means reverence God, and you keep his commandments. So Jesus is reiterating that here in verse 15 of John chapter 14. It says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." 16, "And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Another comforter. Jesus is a comforter. But after he walked on this earth and died for our sins, he ascended back up to the Father and sent back the Holy Spirit to comfort us. Okay, so ye shall receive another comforter like Christ. Okay, and he shall abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. So the Spirit of the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit shall lead us and guide us in all truth. So, when you believe in the Lord and you say, you know what? I believe it. I get it. I get that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I get that he came here and he died for our sins. I get that this world has been messed up from the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned and gave the power and authority over to the enemy. And I know now that Jesus has come back and took the keys, which means he took the authority from the enemy, and he came back for me. And I know he came back for me to redeem me, to get me back. And he bought me with his own blood. I believe that. So now I turn, I repent. And I be baptized, and I shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the gift of the Holy Ghost is truth. Let us continue in verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So this is to a believer. This is to a believer, because he's saying that the world cannot receive him, meaning those in the world in this age that refuse to take the gospel as truth and believe what it says. That's the world that is under the influence of the enemy of our soul. And it says, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. You cannot see if you are blinded by the enemy. When the enemy blinds you and you as a person have to yield your position over to the enemy in order for him to actually do that. So you are in a willing state. When a person is blind, that person is in a willing state that they have yielded themselves over to the enemy's power. And it says, ye cannot see him, neither know him. Well, you can't know somebody that you haven't seen. Seen as far as evidence. I've never seen Christ, but I believe him. Why? Because I have evidence that he is real. He is real. I'm going to stop right there. I know we're in the middle of a thought. We will continue on tomorrow with the word in me. Join me tomorrow. May God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.